this is the way these things go, isn't it? But there you go. But you know, the more I've gone on, the more I've found out about how the armed forces operated and the role of the ethnic minority didn't. And there's I was just talking about it just now, there's a picture in the House of Lords, a great big picture of Nelson dying on the deck of victory in after Trafalgar. And there's a number of black people painted into that picture, and also women, incidentally, women who are on fighting ships there. But the interesting thing to me is when I talked to the Navy about it, they said, yes, there are 200 sailors of African origin serving as rather throughout the country. There are many other nationalities as well. So you can see that the world is much more complicated place than we sometimes think about it. And then, of course, for the rest of that century, the Royal Navy was used to stop the transatlantic slave trade. And you had, again, sailors, you know, being recruited from all over the place. You know, other sailors died from some of the tropical diseases. Very powerful story. And one of the things we want to do is to fill that history out. Now, there's one other person I want to thank here as well. I'm sure there's a lot of others too, but I can have to be limited in my time, I think. And that is Elizabeth here, because actually she played an absolutely critical role I don't know who found the photograph or how she found you or you found her, but from then on, Elizabeth runs it. And anyone knows Elizabeth knows that when she runs with something, she runs, you know. and she really did do an immense amount to make the day possible and to make the whole use of the postcard possible. So thank you, Elizabeth. You really done a great job while I've had my mind on one or two other things that have been happening around about. So thank you ever so much indeed. I want to ask Secretary Old Winchester colleagues to say a few words as well, more than that, I think, actually. I'm very, very important, and I do say thank you once again.
Winchester College is delighted to be in a position to help the Mary Seacole Memorial Statue of Appeal. This splendid photograph, which you can't actually see at the moment, and the accompanying signature are to be found in a scrapbook which was put together by Lieutenant Colonel Eli Wigram of the Coldstream Guards. Eli Duodecimus Wigram was born in 1801, the 12th son of 18 sons of Sir Robert Wigram, the High Sheriff of Essex, and the 8th by the Baronet's second wife. As a younger brother, he took a conventional route through the army and joined the Coldstream Guards in 1823, having purchased an ensignship. He proceeded up the ranks each time by purchase, eventually becoming Lieutenant Colonel on the 13th of January 1837, before retiring on half pay 10 years later. He doesn't appear to have had much experience of active service. In his time in the Coldstream Guards, however, he made some very useful friends, most notably Major General Lord Frederick Paulet, to whom he bequeathed two pictures, inscribed on their frames as flags and badges of the Coldstream Guards and state flags of ditto, together with £100, which might be more useful, and General Sir William Codrington, to whom he bequeathed the Crimean Trophy in the entrance hall of my residence, consisting of a pair of colours of Coldstream Guards, a large Shelham stand, and a Russian helmet, also with £100. We've been trying to track these objects, but they appear to have vanished from view. It's clear from the material in this scrapbook that both Paulus and Codrington were active in acquiring autographed material for Eli Wigram, and Codrington in particular gave some very important historical documents. Eli Wigram died, and in his will directed that my book of autographs and other matters connected with Crimea to my nephew, Godfrey James Wigram. Godfrey James Wigram followed his uncle into the Coldstream Guards, and from the start Eli took an active interest in his nephew's career, writing several letters of support of his commission. By this time, Godfrey's father had gone blind, and it appears that Eli had taken over some elements of paternal responsibility. Like Eli, Godfrey set out by purchasing an ensignship and a lieutenantship 2 years later. He had a distinguished military career, serving in the